How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. I am Christina Rilo.
And I'm Noah Martin.
And we have a great show for you today that I have to tell you all I am over the moon excited about. Because today, we are going to dive straight in, not holding back at all, to the big decisions that we face in our lives and have to make with each other, and usually don't make them very well.
Well, sometimes we really don't. And you know, I have to tell you, the inspiration for the show is I was rereading one of my favorite books, How We Decide, which is all about neuroscience and how the brain works and how decisions are actually made. And then I realized they talk about we, but it's all about an individual, how an individual decides. And truthfully, there isn't a roadmap for how people decide. Together, as in a relationship or a partnership, like, it's totally different. There's a whole new dynamic we need to explore.
So what you're saying, Noah, is, and just think about this, everyone out there listening, is that you make a gazillion decisions every day. Like, how many decisions, I wonder, people make a day? Probably a lot. Like, have to make, I know we have 60,000 thoughts in our head every day. I know that. And so I imagine a good percentage of those are decisions that we have to make. And there's a lot of research out there about, like, how we make decisions in the brain. Noah's always listening to it, y'all. He's like always walking around with those, like, earbuds in his ears, listening to some book on tape or some expert talking about decision making. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'll be talking, trying to get his attention. I'm like, oh, he has the earbuds in again. But he's like, you consume this information around decision making. And I think it's a passion of yours, and I think it's an important passion because I don't know about any of you that are listening, but I never got the training guide on how to make good decisions in partnership. I got more of the, this is what I want to do, you better listen to me, this is what we're going to do, you know, later we're going to have a fight. That's the kind of decision-making grid that I was handed.
Dominate and submit.
Dominate and submit. That was the model that I watched growing up, and the one that, you know, I tried in most of my relationships. And either dominate and submit, or dominate and let's see who can dominate more, or I will just dominate and if it doesn't work, I'll hide it and then I just won't tell you.
Oh, dominate or sneaky. Dominate by being sneaky.
Yes. Now, we know all of you listening out there are, you know what we're talking about.
But the funny thing about the dominate or submit thing is, you know, you're guaranteed that at least one person is going to be unhappy at the end of that process.
Well, I think that's the way we think about relationships. We've been taught to think about relationships. There has to be sacrifice. You must sacrifice when you're in relationship. And I don't know about any of you, but I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in sacrificing in my relationship. And I think that's part of what Noah and I have really taken a stand for. But I'm just thinking how we had breakfast this morning when you went to breakfast downtown and I took myself out to breakfast because I wanted to have just some self-pleasure. I'm like, if I'm going to work this morning, I'm going to go have a really good breakfast. And you came back from your breakfast with your friend, and you said that you were going to go out to dinner with a bunch of guys tonight.
Yes, it's guys' night out. There's like five of us. We're going to go out, and we're going to eat vegetarian, I think.
And I had kind of had an idea that no one and I were going to spend the night together. And
By the way, she didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell you. That's true. I didn't tell you. But I had this kind of idea because we were going to do that. And so when you came back, you know, you said, well, you know, what's your invitation about what I was offering you? You know, so you can make your decision. And I thought, like, hey, like, I don't want to have to compete. compete about
this. It wasn't about competition. I know it wasn't. It was my defense mechanism.
And I said, okay, well, you know, it's like we don't believe in sacrifice. And so I know it's really important for Noah to build a strong community of men, and that this is an invitation that was extended to you. And then I also really would like to spend some time with you this evening. So instead of sacrificing, we collaborated. And we actually had a conversation and were able to create both and. So we're going to do both, which means you're going to have to stay up a little bit later.
I'm gonna sacrifice sleep and spend...
You have to sacrifice sleep.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to delay sleep so that I can have sweet time with Christine.
Exactly. Now, this is, you know, this is a little example of much bigger decisions that we've had to face, some that we've really not done very well, and some that we have. And so, Noah, I'm wondering if you would be willing to, I think the question that a lot of people might have out there is, you know, what are the main mistakes that couples make when they're making decisions? And perhaps you could enlighten all of us on this, and maybe even, yeah, why don't you enlighten, what are the biggest mistakes that couples make?
The biggest mistake, the number one mistake that I see couples make is they're not transparent with each other. They tend to want to keep something back because they're still in that mindset of dominate or submit. Those are my options. And so they're going to keep a little...
Dominate and avoid.
And all of these things, although I'm going to hide a little something from my partner so I don't have to be exposed, and so they don't get ammunition to get their sides to win.
So it's like what you mean by transparency then is really vulnerability and honesty.
Vulnerability and honesty, both with yourself and with your partner. Because sometimes it's not just your partner you're hiding the truth from. You're holding back something from your own self because you have the idea in your head and you're going to pursue the idea rather than be clear about why you want something. So I want to share a little story.
Are you going to tell them the story?
I'm going to tell them the story.
All right, so he's going to tell you the story.
This is an example of when Christine and I did not make a decision well together. So in 2007, Christine had this idea, I want to move to Sausalito.
Christine came to Noah. We were sitting in Sausalito, and we were having a picnic.
We were enjoying the sunshine. She's like, you know, I love where we live, but I want to live somewhere else now. I want to make a change. And I, being who I am, kind of curled up in a ball, and my little tentacles came inside. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to change the internal conversation. And Christine's like, I just think this is absolutely the right time. And when that happened, I was totally unable to receive it. I was like, no. And what happened, Christine?
I submitted.
You submitted to my fear. My big fear reaction about change, and we've just made all kinds of other changes in our life, and I just didn't want to take on any more change in my life.
So we didn't move.
In 2007. Then, a year later, what happened?
I came to you again, and I said, Noah, I think it's time to move.
And this time I went, well, okay,
first you drug
my feet for a couple weeks. And then I was like, okay, let's get a real estate realtor. And we have a real estate person we really love.
She's really excellent.
And she did a brilliant job. She got us prepared. We did all of this work to make little changes.
Spent thousands of dollars.
To help get the house in perfect shape to be able to sell it.
The floors, painted, you know, all of that.
And not painted.
Got new carpeting.
We did all of these things just to get ready to set to do it. And then what happened?
There was a huge, big crash in the market.
So right at that moment, Countrywide...
2 weeks before we were about ready to put the house.
Countrywide goes all over the front page of the Wall Street Journal and all of the papers about going, about all their financial improprieties. It goes this crazy place, and all the world's like, oh my God, real estate, oh no! It just goes into this huge place, and the beginning of the bubble crash starts. And my response is, I don't want to sell right now. It feels too unstable. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't want to take a chance because we could get a better deal if we wait.
So?
We are still waiting.
I submitted. Again, I submitted. And we saw our house go 20% down,
so
10%
down.
So
if we had sold our house in 2007.
When I first said we should sell it.
Our house would really worth about 20% more than it is now.
And if we had sold it in 2008?
Probably 10%. Even if we had sold it when all of the craziness had happened, it'd still be worth 10% more than it is now.
Mm-hmm. And the truth was that none of that happened. we didn't sell because you were...
Not only was I afraid, I wasn't telling you I was afraid. I wasn't being transparent about it. We didn't really talk about it. We just, we reacted to each other's reactions, and we pulled back. And if I had really just been honest with you, hey, these are the things I'm concerned about, we might have addressed it. We might have made thousands and thousands of more dollars if you just...
Oh, we could have went on a vacation. We could have been like cruising the Amalfi Coast right now.
But that's not what we did. We listened to
or living the dream that we had, which was, remember, it was flip-flops in South Salido. And we wanted to sell the house and for Noah to leave his corporate job and go live in sunny South Salido. So it took us an extra year for you to leave your corporate job. And we're still in our house. It was very beautiful. But the point being, we didn't have a construct either. That was part of the problem. So not only did you were able to admit your fear, we were pretty skilled in how to have conversation. And we still couldn't get through it because we didn't have decision-making technology.
So... Christine.
Yes.
There is more to tell.
There are some big mistakes that we made there that we could help other people that are listening right now learn from.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the three most common mistakes couples make when they make their big decisions and how to avoid them.
Ooh.
And one thing sure to help you to get set up for success is if you go to noahandchristine.com and get a copy of the Love Treaty for free. The Love Treaty is the set of rules and agreements that every couple needs to keep the happiness, the happy in their happily ever after.
Which is the reason why even 3 years later, I'm not beating Noah up about the bad decision, about the real estate decision. So get that Love Treaty. We'll be back in a few.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transform your life.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are so excited to have you with us. We are talking about something today that every couple face says. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how tall you are, how short you are, what you do for a profession, where you live, whether you have kids or you don't. Every couple faces decisions every day. And oftentimes, from the small, mundane ones, like, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? To the big ones of where are we going to send our kids to school, or are we going to move, or, you know, how are you going to keep your job, whether they're decisions for yourself or decisions that affect each other. We do this all the time, every day, and we do it unconsciously. And we don't do it with any skill because, like, no one has really taught us how to make decisions in partnership. So, Noah, we were saying earlier that Noah has, like, this addiction. It's not addiction, this infatuation, this passion for understanding decision making, and has been studying it for years, and is also one of the best decision makers that I know. I have to say that Noah is one of my advisors in my life. I think he was a gift that the divine gave me to help me make decisions when I get confused. And you ask the best questions, and you just are so grounded and so sane, and just one of, like, your greatest gifts in the world. And I see that you do this with a lot of your clients as well, how you're really able to, whether they're your individual clients or they're your couple clients, you're able to help them with using questions, actually get to the better decisions. And then through the process, that could be like, you know, could be like Hiroshima, actually have them create more connection with each other and actually have to sacrifice, but be able to get to their dreams. Mm-hmm. This is something that you're masterful at. And it's going to do it over and over and over and over again. And I'm curious that, you know, since you have seen this so many times with people and you've studied this, what are some of the biggest mistakes that couples actually make? And so all of you out there listening right now, I want you to tune up your ears, open up your hearing, and listen to these mistakes that Noah's going to enlighten us about so that you can make sure that you avoid these, because you definitely don't want to do these in your relationship.
So there are three of them that I think are really big. The first one is we get so, like, when you're in a conflict about making a decision, and there's a one partner on this side and one partner on that side, they're looking at each other and they both have an opinion in their head about what the right thing to do is. And it's like, you know, you get that moment where the opinion, like the thought, we need to do this, becomes a compulsion. It becomes this strong energy, like, I have to accomplish this goal of convincing this person to cross to me. I mean, you forget you love this person, you forget that this person sleeps with you, you forget that this is the love of your life, and you're, like, you get so focused on this is the decision we're going to make that you get detached from the human being you're having a conversation with, and you get impassioned and pushy sometimes about what you think.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And the only thing that matters is, this is what I think. And you're going to imprint this, or what you think, on the person across from you. They're going to take a big stamp, I think X, and hit the person across the table from you or across the bed from you or whatever with the giant X. Boom, you're going to think the same thing too.
Okay, now you all know what he's talking about, right? I love a visual. Like, literally, you have this stamp in your hand. And what does the stamp say, Noah?
Whatever your opinion, like, we will, yes.
Yes, we will do this. And, like, it's like, boom, and you hit them in the forehead so that magically somehow, if you just keep pounding this into them, that they will eventually submit, right? Or they will avoid, or they may dominate with you, and then there's just, you know, all-out war. But I love what you're saying is that what happens when we're making decisions where we lose connection, really, is what you're talking about, right? Really, is that what happens is that we get so invested in our thoughts and our opinions that we stop actually listening and connecting to each other.
Well, and the thing is that there's two human drives that are always present in that conversation. One is that you really and your partner both really want to be right and be validated by the fact that your decision, whatever your position is, gets validated by the other person saying, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. And the other one is that you really want to be heard. Mm-hmm. Like, since we're little children, like when we stand and we tug at the apron strings of our mother, or we grab our father's pant leg, mm-hmm. like, what we want is we want their attention. We want them to see us and really hear us. Mm-hmm. So it isn't that hard to fix this problem, though.
But what's interesting about what you're saying, and I bet you, any of you that have ever had this experience, and I certainly have had this experience, and I am definitely a person who likes to apply the force with the imprinted stamp and gets connected to the idea, is that it's our own fear underneath that actually keeps us from actually listening. You get so, you know, if you've ever found yourself in this position, what's likely happened to you is that you are so attached to, this is the idea that's the right idea, or this is the idea that's going to save me, this is the idea that feels safe, or this is the thing I've done before. And so you're, many times what we're doing is we're actually acting out of our own unconsciousness about fear, and then using it to connect to idea that we think, oh, if we just make that happen, then everything's going to be okay. And what we miss in that often, and this is true like with Noah, is that you have like a really good ability to see potential hazards along the way. And I get so impassioned about an idea that I'm like, we should definitely do this. And I have a lot of conviction. And so people tend to believe me when I have convicted about my ideas. But if I'm not stopping to listen to Noah, who might have some really good things to say, like, do you think about this? Do you think about this? Oh, this could happen. Then I may the better decision is made when we're making it together. So I think that, well, the warning sign would be then, what would the warning sign? How can people make sure they don't do this, Noah?
So the warning sign is when your person is talking, all you're thinking about is, how can I counter that argument? What can I say to refute what they're saying? When you hear their words, you're like, how can I make that ammunition for me? When that happens, you have gone into a pattern. You're being run by the conversation rather than having a conversation.
And so what can people do when that happens?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to just make this conversation slower. And literally, after your partner makes their point, say, this is what you said. I want you to make sure you know that I heard you. Mm. And literally, that is a relief. People, because you don't realize how often you talk and are not heard, whether it's at your office or by your kids, or like, you have this experience all the time where you say things and people acknowledge it, but they don't really receive it.
Well, it also helps you then actually listen, right? Because you actually have to listen to what the person is saying. And that I will find this when I try to do this better, is that I'll actually listen to what you're saying in order to repeat it. Also, there's no way I can repeat it if I'm trying to plot out what I'm going to say after you're done saying it.
Yeah, right. It destroys that whole, it slows down everything. It does make it a longer conversation,
right?
But it makes it a conversation.
All right, so you heard Noah. If you're a person who likes to basically get invested in your own thoughts and opinions and stop listening to other people by stamping your opinion all over them, in the moment, make yourself slow down, listen to the other person, and then repeat to that person what you're actually hearing. Awesome. Okay, number two, Noah, what is the number two biggest mistake couples make?
Well, they forget that no action, taking no action is a decision.
Taking no action is a decision. What does that actually mean?
So it means that if you are thinking about we're going to move, mm-hmm. or we're going to buy this car, and what you keep doing is you gather more and more and more and more. You go to Wikipedia, you go to Google, you go to the library, you call people, you ask them questions, and you gather more and more information. And do nothing, what you're doing is wasting your time.
Ah, you become information obsessed.
You become obsessed with the information. Like, there is a piece of information out there that I need. And a lot of times what that means is that there's a competing fears that are going on between you and your partner. Mm-hmm. And you're colluding to avoid having to deal with those fears.
Oh, that totally happens. That happens in my business partner sometimes. And actually, this just happened. This just happened yesterday with my business partner, Amy, where we were not making a decision. And this is a pattern that we know we have in our relationship, where we, in our business partnership, where we don't make decisions as quickly as we need to make them.
Right, and what it becomes happens is status quo becomes the decision that you've made. You've decided what we have is enough.
Right.
We're going to do nothing. You're not admitting you've made that decision because you keep gathering information.
Well, what you told us, and actually Amy and I had a breakthrough conversation yesterday that Noah actually helped us through. We actually used a process that you developed that actually helped us move from a place where we're thinking about making this investment in our business. And it's, you know, it's not a small investment. It's a good amount of money to make an investment in. It's an investment in our business where we want to go. And we've talked about it, and we've had multiple conversations, and we've had more conversations. And she left yesterday, and we were still at a standstill. And it wasn't until you gave us this technology that we actually were able to have the decision to get. We were actually able to have the conversation. And I remember you saw me after I got off the phone with Amy, and we actually moved into action. And right before this radio show today, I just finished one more piece of information that needed to happen, and now we're moving into action. And we're both feeling really good, and we came to a better decision because we moved from the poles that we were both holding. So, Noah, when we come back, would you be willing to talk a little bit about those poles and then also the decision-making technology that you actually gave to Amy and I?
I'll absolutely share the magic six questions that will revolutionize your decision-making process and make it so much better and change that. Anytime you have that stagnant quality, this will help relieve that process and also make yourself more transparent to each other.
And I have to say that Amy and I also use all the things that are in the Love Treaty that we have at noahandchristine.com. So you get to make sure you get that first, because that's a great foundation.
And remember, it's free.
It's free. You want that to be your foundation. So on top of that, you can use these magical five questions or six questions that Noah's going to share with us that I used yesterday to basically deepen our partnership and make a great business decision that I know is going to be very prosperous for us in the months to come.
And we'll be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. And let us help you drive.
Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And if you have been with us, you know that we have been talking a lot about the mistakes that couples make when making decisions together. Because let's face it, A, we make a lot of decisions, and B, most of us are really very good at it. So Noah just got done sharing with us two of the biggest mistakes that couples make, and we started talking about a third one that I was definitely in yesterday with my business partner, Amy, where we were stuck at two different poles. And it's one I know that we used to make a lot, too, in our relationship now, and it's been a major shift in our ability to make good decisions. So can you tell us more about what does that mean exactly, that we hold the, like, these poles, okay. And like what is
so,
this?
So here's the thing. As when you're in a relationship, you start to carve out a territory. I'm going to take care of this territory and you take care of that territory. Because the truth is that we are in a partnership in part to lighten our load. We want to have someone help us out with everything. So sometimes that means I'll clean the bathroom, you do the laundry. But another way that shows up is I will take care of the risk. I will manage our risk. I'll make sure we don't do risky things. And you will be the one in charge of going out into the world and finding opportunities. And that's wonderful, right? Because now I'm maybe not as good at finding opportunities, you're being better at finding opportunities, I'm even better at looking at risk. And that's great. Except sometimes those two things are not different. The opportunity is a risk. And now you have a conundrum. And you have to decide, how am I going to deal with this?
So what happens to people in that situation?
Well, what happens is you defend your territory for your life. You move all, you put all the guards up at the borders. You get the guns drawn, and you're like, we are not going to take a risk, or we are not going to miss an opportunity.
I see this a lot. I've seen this a lot with clients that you've worked with, where you've had like a person who's like the more practical person and the person who's the more like optimistic person. And like when they're at a decision where there's a lot of fear that's showing up, they'll both like stand and like almost like at the poles is like you're talking about. Is like if you all would think about a visual, is like you're at opposite ends of the boxing ring. Right? One person standing on one end of the boxing ring, one person standing on the other.
No, it's more like a teeter-totter.
A teeter-totter.
So it's like you go up and down. Now, when you're at the far ends of the teeter-totter, you go up and down really fast. When you go to the middle of the teeter-totter, you move a little slower.
Oh, so there's a way in which as you move to the center,
the whole thing gets a little less...
more balanced.
Well, it becomes less volatile, is what it really becomes. It gives you a chance to really look at what's going on. So there's a couple things you can try.
Okay.
The first one, if you're really ready to take the radical step, shift positions.
What does that mean?
So you've been the one defending the risk, and the other person's been about creating the opportunity. You know what? for the conversation, take a 5-minute break of the, and literally switch roles and have the one person who's been talking about the possibility talk about the risk.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
other person talk about the possibility, the opportunity, the thing that might be missed.
I remember you did this with two of your clients. We called them Matt and Jane. And I remember you had them there thinking about moving to a new city that was far away. They actually had to sell their house, leave their community. And you took them and you moved them and switched their spots and actually had them speak from the perspective of the other person from the risk or from the
potential.
And it actually transformed their marriage and it allowed them to open up the decision, and they actually were able to make a decision. They didn't choose to move, and it changed the whole dynamic of their marriage for good, not for evil.
And so if you're not ready to try that radical step.
Yeah, because it's pretty radical.
Might help doing that. Simply take the position of, instead of speaking at 100 and 0 on the scale, come back in a little bit to 25 and 75. So the person is always talking about the potential, talk a little bit about the potential, talk mostly about the potential, but also acknowledge the risk.
Mm.
And the other side, talk mostly about the risk, but also acknowledge the potential.
And one way that you can do that I know, because it's sort of in a relationship with Noah and I, is he tends to be the person that's holding the risk and the practicality of the earth. And I'm like over here in the vision and the earth and the possibility of what we could do is that you can literally feel the energy between the two different ones. Like you can feel, like for me, I feel more airy, I feel more expansive, and I can feel you like hunkering down and not wanting to move. And that's where that first mistake of like trying to, attach the thought or the idea, or we try to imprint our thought or idea to the other person, is to let go of defending and remember that if you actually allow the other person in, you're going to make a better decision. So if you've done a good job picking your partner, probably that person has some skills and some gifts that you don't have. And by the two of you coming together, you're actually some more smarter, which I've definitely found to be true in my partnership with Amy, which happened. So it's this technology, Noah. So everyone,
okay.
Here
you
are.
It's time to share
the magic six questions.
Six questions.
Okay, everyone, if you have a pencil, you want to write down these questions. If you don't have a pencil, you want to commit them to memory, or Noah is going to post them up on our blog at noahandchristineshow.com.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So the first thing you do is, this is something you work on together.
And these are, what are these questions? What are these questions?
These are questions that will reveal the things that you're not thinking about, the things that the unsaid truth of the decision you're making, the thing that you're not acknowledging.
And so what Noah's about to share with you are these six magical questions. We call them that because we've used these questions for several different decisions that could have created a financial strain in our life. I used them yesterday when I was talking with my business partner, Amy, about how to make basically a $10,000 to $15,000 investment and a huge investment in time. And they're questions that bring you through a process that actually enable you to, as Noah was saying, kind of push away the fear, get out of your own poles, and actually come together to see what's actually the truth. And it really, I think what happens too is it alleviates a lot of the personal piece of it. Like, it's not only about making it personal, it's about making the best decision.
Okay, so the first question.
All right, number one.
What is the risk or potential downside of moving forward or choosing to do something?
So if you have some kind of decision in your life that you're wanting to make with your partner, this is the first, you sit down together, and this is the first question you would both have a discussion about.
And then,
what's the risk or the potential downside, and what's the likelihood?
And what's the likelihood of that risk or downside coming? And you don't want to talk about the volcano exploding. Talk about the things that are really possible and have a reasonably high likelihood.
Okay, and what's the second question?
What is the upside? What is the potential? What is the possibility of this thing? And what's the likelihood?
Okay, and the third question?
What is each of your unspoken motivation? What is the hope or the fear that is driving your thought about the question?
I'll say more about this one. This is an interesting question to me. So the first one is what's the risk? Second one is what's the upside? And then the likelihood of each one. Then the third one about the hope and the unspoken hope and fear. Say more about that.
So if you're going to move to a new neighborhood, you're going to sell your house and you're going to move to a new neighborhood, there's a reason why. There's some hope you have about this new neighborhood. Well, you may have the hope that you're going to now have dinner parties, and you're going to let people in. You're going to start really entertaining, and that's why you want a new house, is because you want to really create this feeling of community, and it's about creating this place where people can land, and which really is, you really want to have kids, and you want to have a space for the kid that you don't have yet. That may be all the unspoken hope of why you want the bigger house.
And what we know to be true, this is a red highlighter moment, folks, is making decisions from hope or from fear is a bad decision.
Well, they're a bad decision if they're unconscious and if they're untrue. Mm. So sometimes you have hope, and whether you're going to have kids or not have nothing to do whether you move in this house or not, but you've attached it to the new house.
Right, and so we get all hopeful that this thing, we do this thing and we're going to get this other thing.
This is literally how people sell you things. They sell you on unattached hopes. So that you buy a candy bar, not because you want to gain weight, right? You eat the things that you don't want to eat, but they have associated positive emotions with the candy bar. So that now you're like, oh, I'm going to have a candy bar. I'm going to feel good.
Uh-huh.
Not realizing that later you're going to feel bad. And maybe fat. When you go and you talk to a car salesman and you're going to sell you a car, they talk to you about your life. They don't talk to you about cars. They try to get you in a conversation about what are you about, why do you do things.
Or they play on your fear and they make you think if you leave today, how you're not going to be able to get this deal tomorrow.
Yeah, this deal will not exist. There is false urgency everywhere.
So making decisions, so by stating it at this third question, stating the hope and the fear, it actually puts it out on the table so that you can actually do something about it. And that will, everything that's happened to me whenever I've done this, and it happened yesterday with Amy, and it's happened before with us, is that we can then address it. And I'll be like, wow, I didn't know that fear was there. Or wow, I didn't know that you had that fear. Or wow, I guess I really want that, but this might not get me there. And if that's not going to get me there, do I still want to make this decision? Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, what's question number four?
We're going to have to come back with the rest of the questions.
Okay.
But I want everyone to remember that, and we're going to get to the rest of the questions. So we're going to come back in just a minute with the rest of the questions.
Okay.
And we'll repeat all six, just so make sure people have a chance to write them down. And they will also be up on our blog. You can go to the noahandchristineshow.com to find that and also get your free love treaty.
Awesome.
And we'll be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rylow.
And Noah Martin.
And we are having a ball over here talking about how do you make great decisions in your relationships? Because the truth is, if you make a bad decision, it can cost you a lot of money and a lot of strife, a lot of drama, a lot of aggravation, a lot of stress.
A lot of time.
It is no good. It is no good. It's one of the things we just don't talk about enough, and we're not skilled at very well. But Noah has actually dedicated a big part of his life to understanding decisions and helping couples make great decisions. It's really your zone of genius. And what we were talking about before the break was the six magical questions that Noah helps people leads couples through these questions. We use them in our relationship. He coaches me to use them in my other relationships. And we want to give them to you here now so you can use this process in your relationship as well. And so, no, you talked about the first three questions before the break, which were, if you have a decision that you're making, sit down with your partner, and what are the first three?
What is the risk or potential downside of making a decision, saying yes to the decision, and what's the likelihood?
Okay, that's number one. Number two?
What's the upside, and what's the likelihood of that?
And number three?
What's the unspoken motivation, which is like the hope or the fear that is underlying your side of the decision?
All right. And so then what is question four, five, and six?
So the fourth question is, what are the major obstacles to having this decision be a success?
And why is that question important?
Well, a lot of times you're kind of sometimes caught in the hope. You don't think to evaluate what are the risks.
Ah, right. This actually helps you see the risks that are there.
But it's also sometimes if you don't bother to ask this question, you don't know because the salesperson doesn't tell you what the obstacles are.
Oh, right. So if you're actually seeing what you want the outcome to be, you might not see all the possible outcomes. So you're not talking about those. Okay, brilliant. I love that. And then what's the fifth question?
What or who are your major allies or existing assets to creating the success you're hoping this decision will make?
And why is that question important?
Well, sometimes you're buying something you already have. Sure. So you're like, I want a high-efficient vehicle that really has a great, great mileage. And it turns out you actually already own a 85 or a 2007 Prius, and you're thinking about buying a 2009 Prius. And the gas mileage really isn't different. You just want a fancier car. Mm. So you may have to acknowledge the assets you have.
Gotcha.
Or who can help you do it.
Okay. See where your resources are. And then the last question?
Okay. So you get to all of this and you're like, well, I'm still concerned about the risk. Or I'm still wondering if I can do this or not do it. Well, the question is, what can you do to mitigate the risk or reduce the downside?
Mm.
So sometimes it's as simple as negotiating. Mm-hmm. So the thing is expensive. Well, maybe you can get it for a little less money. Or maybe it's putting it out in the clause of the contract.
I love this question. I was actually used this question yesterday when I was on the phone with Amy, and we were talking about this deal that we're about to do, and we came up with a way to actually mitigate the risk by this exact same question that made us both feel better about it, and I think it's also going to make sure that what we actually invest in is going to get us to where we want to go. And this question was super helpful in helping us do that. I love this process, Noah.
Okay, let's just run into a real quick story about when we last used this process.
Okay.
So this last fall, Christine was approached by a media outlet, a social media / content site, and said, Christine, what was their offer, Christine?
Their offer to me was, come down and we will shoot a series of videos for you for several thousand dollars, a few thousand dollars, and you know, you can use these videos, and then these videos might help you get onto a bigger media platform.
Their offer was it would help you get onto a bigger media platform.
Right.
But they couldn't guarantee it, but they would use their connection to help you do that.
Exactly. And it was a media platform. It was media platforms I wanted to be on.
So let's talk about what was the risk?
The risk was that that we were going to spend this money, and then I wasn't going to.
We just spend this money. We weren't really going to get what we wanted.
Yeah, I wasn't going to have a return.
Okay, and the upside was?
I could get into these bigger media outlets.
Okay. What was the unspoken motivation?
Well, the hope was that I was going to get into some of these media outlets that I've wanted to get on for a while, and the fear was that if I didn't do this, I was never going to get the exposure I was looking for.
Okay, and the other side of the fear was just that we were wasting our money.
Yeah, well, that was your fear. It was a good fear to have, yes.
Okay, and the major obstacles were really money and time?
It was that time when we had a bunch of extra money laying around, and there were several investments that we wanted to make. So part of also the obstacle was just if I spent the money there, it meant I didn't spend it somewhere else and invest in other things that I wanted to also do to increase my exposure, my visibility.
And my favorite part of this question, you could have made your ally, you could have, or existing person to connect with?
Well, I didn't know that I did until I started telling some of my friends about what I was going through. And a friend of mine said, oh, well, you don't need to spend that money. I can just connect you. I know the editor at that, you know, those bigger media outlets. I'll just connect you directly for free.
Okay. And
she did.
Was there a way to mitigate the risk? And the answer was no, really. The offer was the offer.
Yes.
So I just want to share. The result was we didn't do it, right?
The result was we didn't do it. We didn't spend the money, which was a good decision for sure, because it wasn't money that we really wanted to be spending in that way. And I actually got onto the bigger media platforms with the help of my friend for free.
So it's not just that it has a great outcome that makes it a good story, right, though? There's this piece like where we went through this process. Did you feel closer to me when we went through that?
I did. I have to say that I tried to use my imprint with that thing, the Dominate. I was definitely doing the Dominate. This is the best idea we ever do. This is the best. I mean, why is this? Are you crazy? We have to do this. And Noah pulled out the six magic questions and said, let's go through the six magic questions and see what happens.
And for me, that meant I had to really accept that I might not get my way. Right. So I had to come, otherwise the questions don't work. If you just use the questions as a manipulation device, they will fail you.
They will. And they work. And so I really highly recommend that you check out the six questions that Noah's going to put up on our website, noahandchristine.com. And as you go into your life, there's some key pieces that we would love to share with you as you go into your relationships to keep them happy. Noah, what are three tips that people can do to improve their decisions over the course of the next week?
If you don't use the big six questions, which is really highly recommended because that kind of uses all these things together, my other option is take the time to listen to each other's point of view and literally repeat it.
That's actually the love dare for the week. The love dare for the week is in the next week when your partner says something to you that you feel the urge to contradict your partner, literally repeat what your partner said to you. So that's the love dare we're throwing down, everyone. Just make sure. Are you going to take it? Come on.
All right, I'll do it.
Come on, y'all. You can do it. When your partner says something that you need to you and you feel the urge to contradict your partner, literally repeat what your partner said to you. And use these other two tips. All right, no, we got to hurry up. Give them the other two tips.
Okay, if you need more information, define what you need to know, take the time to get it, and make the decision. But define what you want, get the information, because there's false urgency all over the world. That's how people sell you things.
So get the information that you need and define what you need to know. And number three?
commit to making a choice together and give up controlling the decision.
Oh, letting go of control, everyone. Surrender that control, open out your hearts, and step into love, and remember that you're in partnership with this person because they're supposed to help you make better decisions. I know for me and my partnership with Amy and my partnership with Noah, you are actually better and smarter than I am in many ways. And I open up and I listen and I use these techniques. I actually make better decisions that save me money, save me time, and help me be happier. And that's what this is all about, folks, helping you stay happy in your relationships and happy in your life.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. And we want your happy to be even happierly ever after.
And make sure to stop by noahandchristine.com to check out those 6 questions. And we will see you next week on the show.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here now on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.